You're really silly, Patrick. You can laser your toe. LOL. Christy, I know. I'm silly. I'm going to laser my toe. It's coming before 9 p.m. tonight. You know, Robbie Mitchell, you just had him on yesterday. You said, I don't know him. I don't know what you're talking about. Newborns and babies usually do best at 97.5, writes Adam Bergstrom, Fahrenheit. Newborns are born wet, up to 93% water. Ooh. They look pretty juicy, watery. Do we know in the bum, is it, how does that compare with underarm or in the mouth? Well, I'm going to laser my toe. I'm going to know exactly what my feet temperature is. Well, speaking of feet, I had an interesting experience. I've been using, phone calls come first. Good morning.
Hi, this is Naomi. I'm a homeowner's associate calling on a recorded line in regards to safety concerns within your home. Can you hear me okay?
I can, but I'm on the do not call list, so please don't call me again, okay? I'm gone. Hello?
Hi, Patrick.
Yes?
Hi, this is John. John from New York.
John, I'm sorry. I'm on a do not call list, so please. I'm just kidding.
You're done.
I should have chatted up with Naomi. She sounded pretty fun.
Exactly, yeah. She seemed like she had something interesting.
I think homeowners. What was it, homeowners? I don't know where these
homeowners, people. Homeowners insurance.
Boy, isn't it funny how as soon as you question that, you know, like I'm on a do not call list, man, they're gone. She didn't hang around.
That was fast.
She didn't hang around, man.
She didn't hang around for very long.
I'm out of here, dude, boy. You know, don't that do not call this thing. Ooh.
Right. So I have another policy to sell you, so am I on the do not call list?
I know. It's great, man.
It's great.
Jeez. Live radio.
Yeah.
How's it going, John, in New York?
Oh, pretty good. Just chilling. So looks like it's pretty chilly there too.
Yeah, it got about 45 last night.
45, yeah. Yeah. Are you ready for the chilly weather?
Well, actually no, I've got a big pile of firewood, so I guess I'm close, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Firewood.
But it says it's going to warm up later on this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just goes back up.
Yeah. We try not to get too crazy about winter here in Dripping Springs. You know, we don't like
mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
You know. Yeah, it's going to be 59 is the high today, 68 tomorrow, according to the weather mavens. And, you know, they just make this up, too. 80 degrees on Sunday, 86 on Monday. Wow, 88 next Tuesday, 76 on Wednesday. So we've gone from the high 90s to the high 80s and some 70s in there. Wow.
So yeah.
What's it up there? What's your temperature now during the day?
It's about 60s, mid 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very nice. Yeah, it's, you know, the autumn is generally a very nice time to me.
Yeah.
In the New York area.
Are you upstate?
No, just downstate, in the city.
Oh, you're actually in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right.
Whoa. How do you do that, John? I mean, that must be pretty trippy.
Yeah, surrounded by the 5G network.
They've got you closed in, huh?
Exactly, that's right.
I got you closed in. I don't know what I'm going to do. Wow.
Yeah.
So is that 5G thing all over the place?
I think they can't blanket the entire city, right? So I think when they roll it out, it has to be a certain few areas, select areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like where, you know, like certain buildings would have it, and mm-hmm. the surrounding areas within that local area would have coverage. So
do you have it like near your home?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Not yet. I think it's just, this is just at the very beginning stages. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's really rolled out yet. But I think they're starting to roll it out.
Well, it'd be great to have you glow in the dark. We can, when we go video, we'll just look at John glowing in
the dark. With the radiation and everything.
There's John. He's glowing in the dark. How you doing, John? Well, I'm just glowing here. It's good.
Well, yeah, whatever doesn't kill you will only make you stronger.
Make you stronger, right? Is there any opposition to it all up there? Do you hear any rumblings of people concerned?
I don't see anything public. You know, probably private groups where, they have, certain discussions. And, I don't see any public demonstrations.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Europe with it, boy. I think one country already is banned in. Was it Sweden or?
Oh, was it
a Finland or somebody?
I think it was. Was it Israel or? Yeah.
I don't think Israel. Israel? Really?
Yeah.
They like nukes, but no 5G.
Oh, I think it's Brussels, because that's where all the
Brussels, right.
Leadership. That's where all the EU leadership.
Oh, that's.
Mario Draghi. That's where Mario
that's
Draghi.
Where the, that's right. You know, the central bank. Yeah. Oh, and the EU. Yeah. Oh, in Brussels. Of course they're going to ban it there. You know, they're not crazy. That's so funny.
Exactly. Yeah. If they really roll it up, I'm moving to Brussels. That's right. Pick up and leave.
Yeah. I want to be where all the boys are anyway, right?
Exactly. Just be where all the boys
are. We want to live where all the boys are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. The euro is pretty interesting, right? It's it just keeps dropping over time. So
yeah, you
just keep printing it out.
All central banks are just printing like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like funny money.
Funny money, funny money.
Yeah,
baby.
Actually, I just recently came back from a trip to Europe, so I got to see the euro. It's kind of pretty funny. The bills are all in different sizes and everything. It's not like a U.S. dollar where everything is the same size, right? So you have the bigger bills they printed on bigger pieces of paper. It's pretty interesting.
So you can put more zeros, man.
You can put more zeros.
I have a $100 trillion Zimbabwe note.
Oh, yes, I have that too, yeah.
Yeah, you got some of those?
I got one.
$100 trillion.
$100 trillion.
Holy cow.
I think it's worth like a dollar or...
Oh, I don't even know if it's worth that.
It's probably less.
But I saw some stuff where it was actually going to revalue, right?
Yeah.
It's going to revalue to like 10 cents or something. So I bought some, said, well, that'll be great. 100 trillion times 10 cents, you know, that's a lot of money. But it hasn't done it yet, so I don't know if it's going to.
Right, right.
I don't, there's no way. Yeah. Not. They're having such a hard time down there. Jeez, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's just
Is it Zimbabwe or some other?
Zimbabwe, yeah.
Zimbabwe, okay.
Yeah.
I think that that area has a lot of natural resources. So,
huge. You know,
If they get their act together, I think they can be, very well developed and well off.
Well, it looks like every time, somebody becomes president or dictator de jure, they just steal all the money. God love them. I don't know what those people are going to do. So 100 trillion, let's see, I got, how many trillions are 12 zeros? 12
zeros.
Yeah, 12
zeros.
So I got to do another zero here. Wow. Hold on. Okay, 100 trillion is 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right? Times, they said it's going to revalue to 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Times 10, 0.10. Whoa.
Well, you know that in some of these countries, they don't really use these notes anymore because the inflation is so high, it's impossible to
keep up. I don't even think
they
use
everything electronically.
I don't
because
think they
use
Because you
can't, like, if you go to, like, if, let's say if you go to, a bank, like, you can't take out enough money to, like, let's say, buy a loaf of bread, right? So I think all the, if you need to buy anything, everything is electronic. So it just links directly.
That's where it's all going now.
Yeah, it's like going to, like, you know, cashless.
All throughout the Mideast, they're all going to a Visa, MasterCard debit, you know, and they're getting paid.
Yeah.
That's how they get paid.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, and it's going to it'll be here too the same way, John. You watch. It's going to
be. Right. And also in China, they actually have everything is cashless, where, you know, you can just, what you do is you just scan a QR code.
Right.
And then you can just buy whatever you want with, you know, just scanning your phone, your smartphone on the QR code.
Right. You know, I watched a video about China and all this. I forget the name of it. I don't recall.
It was it's called New Money.
New Money.
It's called New Money. And it's by Stansberry Research. Like they do.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like investment research. So they so the guy Steve Sugarrood, he went to China and filmed a whole documentary about you know, the modern Chinese money system and how the whole economy works. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to tell, and tell folks what's going on there as far as the iPhones and the no cash, because that's fascinating.
Yeah, so they have these, so let's say you go to a store, there's actually nobody manning the store. What you do is you just walk in, you know, a glass door, and then everything has a QR code next to the item. So, you know, you just pick up the item, and then you go to, like, a phone booth thing, and then you just scan it yourself. With your smartphone on the QR code, and you just walk out, and everything is automated. There's no personnel whatsoever.
And even the place where there are personnel, it's all Q code on your phone. They don't have any. They're not using cash.
They're not using any cash. So everything is entirely embedded within an application called WeChat.
WeChat.
So you just have this application on your phone with WeChat, and you do everything on it.
Whoa.
So there's like social media, you know, you can buy stuff, like you can order a cab, you know, buy all your groceries, and, you know, scan with your QR code, and everything is handled within that single application.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like,
you
got to have a phone over there. You just couldn't exist.
You can't exist without
me. I would just be in the. I'd be homeless, you know. As much as a Luddite as I am, I hardly even know how to text, you know.
I think even the people who the people who beg for money, they have a smartphone. So you.
Oh, you know, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Exactly. So they have a QR code where.
That's great. That's great. That's great, man. Nice.
Yeah, everyone has them.
Everybody's got it.
Yeah, it's like all controlled by phones over there.
And have you followed a little bit what's going on with this whole, you get a score depending on... What do they call that?
It's like a social credit score.
Social credit. And tell folks what that's about.
Yeah, so basically, like, depending on your behavior... in society, you get a certain score. So let's say if you jaywalk and, you know, they have a camera and they catch you doing that, then it's going to deduct off the score. It's like almost like a credit score when you, if you pay your bills on time, you increase your credit score and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, but it's just everything that you do in your life. If you speed or, you know, jaywalk or anything like that, every single action will... you know, increase or decrease that credit score. And that credit score allows you access to, you know, like different services, like, you know, it's like linked to like medical records and
everything.
And the services, like, you know, if you want to buy a ticket to for a train or anything. So everything is linked. So if your score is low enough, then it restricts certain services that you can have access to. So that's the scary part.
Hey, well, you know, in my opinion, John, that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Here in this country. Yeah, totally. It's just not out there yet. But if this thing, I wish this movie that I saw, this documentary on, where was it? think it was on Amazon. I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's like the same thing with like a credit score, right? If you, you know, if your credit score is low, then it restricts you, your access to like getting a mortgage and getting like a business loan or something like that. So I think this is just more of a, I think it's just extension of that.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. And you know that's coming here, boy. You want you knew it's coming here.
Yeah.
Many people have said that that's really what this 5G is about. Mm-hmm. You know, they're rolling out with the idea that, well, you're going to have faster internet, so you're going to like this. But it's really about, you know, doing this whole thing, and you know, and like the pizza. Remember the commercials where you go to order a pizza?
Yeah.
And they won't sell you one with sausage because your cholesterol level is too high.
Yeah.
That's where this is going, man. You watch.
You can restrict the toppings that you can put.
Oh yeah. And we see, John, that your cholesterol level is 317, so we'll recommend the vegetarian pizza.
Exactly, right. No pepperoni and sausage.
Oh, man, you can't even make this stuff up, right? But you know that's where it's going. You know that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. It'll be...
But, speaking of pizza, like, you know, yeah, I really enjoyed your interview with Dr. Teitelbaum. It was really great.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she? I like
talking about the thyroid and mm-hmm. And how like certain foods restrict the channel. I didn't completely understand what is meant by clogging up a channel. Like if you eat nightshade, like tomatoes, how does that clog up your channel?
Well, evidently it's just got some, and the nightshades I think have what, nicotine in it or something like that?
Right.
And right. Adam might have an opinion on that. He has an opinion on everything. And so evidently it's not, for some people it's hard, and that chemical or that substance just kind of clogs things up, similar to what if your nose gets clogged up or your colon gets clogged up, and all these different channels running through your body, circulation and the Ayurveda, they should all be open and flowing, and different foods can clog up these channels. You know, best
right.
Time, yeah.
You should be able to detect it by, like, after eating tomatoes, if
you would know.
Allergic, right? You would know. You would feel that, right?
You would know.
Yeah.
I think so. And you know, if it was just a tomato's nightshade was really bad for you, everybody in Italy would be crippled or something. You know, it's come on. It's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and Adam says that potato is one of the best foods where
that's right.
Dextrinized. If it's dextrinized correctly, you can get protein out of it. You know, a lot of you know, different minerals. I think it's partially how you prepare it, the preparation.
Oh yeah.
You know, you eat it on time and a lot of different factors.
Yeah, I think the dextrinization really is powerful. Can you tell the difference really?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think it has to be, you have to dextrinize it above a certain temperature, like 400 degrees.
No, dextrinization, the lower temperature.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was...
Lower for longer.
When Adam talks about dextrinization, you put it in the oven under 350 to 400 without the foil, right? So that, I guess it absorbs the heat.
And it takes longer. Like if you do 300 or 350, it might take three hours or something. I've been doing the crock pot.
It can't be three.
Oh, yeah.
300, I think 300 degrees. If I put it in about an hour, it's really done. I mean,
No kidding.
You can't put it in longer than about an hour.
Well,
you're ready about like in maybe 45 minutes to 1 hour.
Well, I have an old oven, gas oven. I think that it's not on top of its game because mine takes a lot longer.
Yeah, because what you need to do is you need to poke holes in the potato, right? Because otherwise it explodes because like when I forget to do it, the whole potato explodes in the oven.
Have you ever done a crock pot? I do the crock pot sometimes. It takes 6 to 8 hours at 200 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're pretty cool, man.
But that's more of a slower process.
Very slow, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice.
I don't have the patience to it.
It's kind of nice so you don't have to light the oven, or, you know, not light it. We don't light it anymore. But you don't have to. So in the summer, you just turn on a little crock pot and let it, you know, just pop it in there. Just throw it in there.
Yeah, but I think it's it tastes different though.
It does.
With the oven, right? Because like it's nice when it's nice and crispy on the outside.
That's
right. Really nice.
And also, I really like what gas energy is for food, and rather than electric.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know, electric ovens.
Yeah.
No way. I ain't gonna do it.
And crockpot is electrical energy, not the gas.
That's right. Gas is much smoother and softer. That movie I saw, Citizen 4, it's a documentary on Amazon about, what's his name, Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
And, they that stuff will curl your hair if you watch. Holy cow, what's going on with the NSA? Holy cow. Man, I don't know. Holy cow. I mean, you know, they got about 4 million acres in, I don't know, it's a lot. Huge place out somewhere in Arkansas. Utah or...
Oh, Utah, right.
Is it Utah?
This facility in Utah. Right?
And, with a kabillion computers, and everything goes there, and they just... And it's all connected, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John, look at he just bought a Subway sandwich last night. It says right here it's all linked up with your credit card.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh well. It's kind of fun because who cares? There's no secrets anyway. You know, I don't care. You know, I just whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They want us to know. Yeah, what's in your sandwich?
Fine, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock yourself out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock yourself out. If that really makes your day by learning what I had on my sandwich, well, you know. you really need to get out more, you know.
Exactly.
Unbelievable, boy.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask you a question about the food poisoning. Did you try activated charcoal?
I did, and boy, I think it did. Saved my life.
Yeah, it really works, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that having some activated charcoal around like a bag so you can do a spoonful is just mandatory in planet Earth, especially if you're going to travel, get some capsules.
Yeah, sure.
And it's powerful.
And how often did you take it? Well,
just once, and I did about a big heaping teaspoon.
Yeah.
Boy, I something happened with, I don't know what's going on with it. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die, John.
Yeah, it feels pretty bad.
Have you had food poisoning before?
Yeah.
Did your head heat up and your nose stopped up and that whole thing?
Well, I think that's just your body's response trying to get rid of the stuff. Like, you know, like vomiting and, you know,
right. The
other, like, both, you know, just like trying to get rid of it on all ends.
Yeah, I didn't throw up on this one, but boy, I felt like it. I wish I could have. I was feeling so bad. So what did you eat that you had it when you...
I think I had some... I think I bought something on the street, like some street food. Like, you know,
I was
hungry, I just bought something on the street, and that didn't... Yeah, so...
Wasn't happy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I think I bought like a sandwich out on the street, like one of these carts.
Yeah.
I think that didn't...
Well, yeah, the charcoal is mandatory, boy.
Ooh. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but it took about, you know, maybe 3 hours to really get rid of it. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the probiotics? You tried the probiotics?
I did. I took a big sway. I mean, I took a big hit of the multi-blend, and I'm sure that helped me burn through it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So you just do what you can, and I rebounded a little bit, but mostly I just wanted to go into a fetal position and scream.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
But I'm still here, so I made it through the night.
Right. And what was the offending food that you ate?
Well, it was a new batch of raw milk that I got yesterday. But I boiled it, John. You know, I boil it, so I don't know. So I'm real curious. At this point, it's an unknown why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. So I'm going to do some kinesiology on the milk, and just to see if I could learn something. But man, I hope this is not God's way of saying don't drink milk anymore. I like it.
Oh, Was that the first time you got the milk from the source? Or
No. But it was a new batch that I picked up yesterday, which is interesting. You know, interesting. Yeah. You know, a cow could have been having a bad hair day when I gave the milk.
Mm-hmm, right.
Not good. You know, could have been having an argument with her husband. You know, it's like, So.
I think also Ken Rolla has something, right? That helps. I forgot what it was.
Maybe the zeolite?
Yeah, maybe the zeolite, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Well, planet Earth, it's a crapshoot, man. Just opening your mouth. You pay us your money, you take your chances. You want to come down here to planet Earth?
Glad you're feeling better, man.
I was fine after a while. You know, just fine. I took a sauna and just felt perfect. You know, it's like it just passed right through. But it took a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have to do a show last night in the middle of the night. I just would have been whining the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
And then plus once we go video, oh my God, you know, look at Patrick. You going to watch him die here on the air? This will be great. It'll be good for ratings.
Well, speaking of that, are you going with live video soon? Or?
Very soon, yeah. We've been working on it almost every day. It's really been tricky to get it all up and running because, you know, Italian Scorpio, I want to do it right. And I just don't want to throw some dumb camera up there and look like you're in your garage or something. So we want to do it right. We got some software and we had to get a new computer and a new screen and a couple cameras. And so I have a friend of mine who I've known for years who's a geek who knows how to do all this stuff. And so he comes on my computer every day and he's figuring out as we go too and how to make it work and change cameras and then how to stream it. We'll put it on Facebook and get a YouTube channel and, you know, video killed the radio star.
Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been procrastinating. I want to do it for years, John.
Well, but what's nice about the podcast is, you know, once you publish the podcast, you can just copy it and you can listen from anywhere, right? So you don't have to watch it. You can just download it to your MP3 or CD, whatever, and then you can then you can listen to it while you're walking or exercising, everything. That's the really nice thing about audio. I think audio will never go away.
No, I don't. But also, though, couldn't you, if you were on the YouTube channel and you had the video, couldn't you just do the same thing and just listen to it? You wouldn't have to watch it.
Well, yeah, but you have to. Yeah,
that's, right.
You have to strip the audio out of the YouTube.
Why?
Which is like an extra, because it's. Unless, like, you have a link where you can say download audio only. Right?
No, but I mean, couldn't you listen to the YouTube video while you're walking and just listen to it and not look at your phone?
Yeah, but then you have to be connected to the internet. Like, you have to use cell service, whatever, right? But what I like about it is I can download the file and load it to my you know, MP3 player or some other device, and then you can just listen to it offline.
Right.
That's what I like about it. Yeah. Well, that's what I love about audio.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep the audio. Definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to definitely keep the audio. And I see what you're saying. Yeah, but you're getting roasted in New York. You 5G. You can have access all the time. What are you? Come on.
Right, but I'm moving to Brussels. So
yeah, gonna move.
Move to Brussels.
I'm gonna move to Brussels because. Jeez.
That's where they're not gonna roll up. They're gonna roll back 5G because all the boys.
Actually, you know, I'm kind of thinking about Russia. I'm
sorry. Oh, yeah.
I would live over there. Yeah. I would live over. I think Putin's pretty cool. I think, actually, I kind of like Putin. I think I'm just a dirty commie, you know? What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I really like the guy. I think he's, I don't know, for a politician, I think he's pretty cool. And, you know, the GMOs, he doesn't want them over there. Nothing.
GMOs? Yeah.
No,
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they're really big into organic food.
Really big into organic? Also, there's a lot of women looking, you know, for husbands, because their husbands all drink. So, you know, I might have a chance over there. You're not drunk? Oh, good. I'll go out with you. Oh, it's good.
Have you heard of the book series, the Anastasia?
Oh yeah,
book series. Yeah, yeah. That's from Russia, right?
So, oh, is she from Russia, Anastasia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That whole series was from about this Russian guy who goes into the Russian forest and meets a beautiful lady.
Yeah. Was she a fairy or was she a real girl?
No, she's a real person.
Is she?
A real person. Mm-hmm. But she just kind of lives out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and does everything naturally.
Except she does have like a Vitamix. Other than that, she doesn't have any natural. Yeah, we got a Vitamix. Okay, we're good. We're good. How could you live without a Vitamix or a bullet? What's the David Wolf thing? What do they call those things?
Nutribullet.
Nutribullet. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool. Do you have one of those?
I used to have one, but I don't really use it anymore. Yeah.
Well, if I meet David, I won't tell him that you ditched your
I kind of stopped doing the smoothie thing because I just like want to eat real food. Like
I know.
Eat food on time. I think that's probably the
that's
best
the best way, baby.
Yeah. Because if you mix everything, it kind of mixes up the all the different foods from the different time zones, and it doesn't really work with sun sink nutrition.
Well, I'm the same way. If I get creative and start popping a lot of stuff in a fruit, smoothie or something, man, I just can't. My body, a few drinks of that, and it's going like, no, dude, don't do this. I said, come on, this is all great stuff. You know, I got all these great stuff. Too much. Too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also the smoothies are kind of cooling, right? On especially with cold weather.
I know. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna get a laser and see what your toe temperature is? I mean, be with the in crowd here.
Yeah. Well, I ordered Dr. Teitelbaum's book. So. Just want to read through and see.
It's a great book.
Get more information on. What she has to say.
So, it's great.
Really interesting stuff.
Is your thyroid happy, do you think?
I don't know. That's why I want to.
Wow.
I want to see, do you think I should get a consultation? She does live in New Jersey, so.
Oh, yeah, you could. You could.
Yeah.
You could. But you could just take your toe temperature and it'll tell you how your thyroid is, too.
Oh, it'll
cost you $15, you know.
Boom. That's true, you're right.
That's not, just take that toe temperature, man. That'll show you.
Yeah. I wonder how her information, how that ties in with Ray Pete, because Ray Pete's show also talked a lot about thyroid.
Well, he's more of a, he uses the thyroid, piggy thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of a fan of that, and he said it's not a hard thing on the body. And I took about 20 milligrams of the piggy, I cut it in three, and I did it for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, I went up to about two-thirds, like 40, and I felt really weird. Rather than going back to 20 like a smart guy would have done, I just didn't do it at all,
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to mess with it. I just figured, come on, Mr. Thyroid, just get a grip, just... I stick out my tongue like Adam says, and I wiggle my thyroid, and it's fine,
Yeah.
And the only kind of little symptom I would have would sometimes get cold feet or cold hands. But my temperature's gone up, John, over the last year or so, and I don't know. I think my thyroid is just kind of getting stronger because my morning temperature has gone up about almost a degree over the last year, and I haven't really done anything. Particularly to juice it up. I think as long as we just get healthier, our little thyroid just gets in gear,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, if you agree with that, John, you really need to get out more.
Okay.
You really need to really get alive, because you're in deep doo-doo agreeing with me, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to, waiting to get the book and, learn more about what she says about the thyroid.
So you know me, John. I'm always trying to hook people up. How's your love life? Do we have a girl yet?
Oh, no.
Oh, John.
No, I'm waiting for the extraterrestrial.
Oh, you want to get one of those?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of those. Yeah. Yeah. That was a great show, by the way.
There's
the
one.
The dude didn't realize he had an offspring.
I know.
Afterwards, remember that?
It was a gray, right? Some guy.
It was a gray, right?
I stole his.
Like, oh, by the way, here's your son.
Here's your son. I didn't have anything to do with this, and I don't even remember. God.
Yeah, I didn't remember what happened, but you know, yeah.
There's one species that I've seen pictures of that are just like, whoa, really beautiful. It's probably all made up, but you know me. And so I'd like to mate with one of those girls. And I'll be an experiment, you know. Let's see if we can have an Italian alien baby, you know.
Exactly, so I'm still waiting.
Look at that. That's an alien baby with a big nose. Well, that's just great. You got a big Italian nose on it. Well, good.
Right.
Okay.
So hopefully that's going to happen. And
well, who knows?
Something good to report.
I keep telling those guys, you know, John, to just land on my yard. I mean, I got 15 acres out here. Just set that sucker down, man, and come on in, and we'll do a show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just come on down. Just beam, land your saucer right there.
Generally, they communicate telepathically, but I think they do have the capability to speak and...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Just like us. Yeah, I think... Don't you think we should just talk to one? Maybe they're just waiting until we get video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's what they're probably waiting on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Of course, if you do that, you know, then the guys with the dark glasses and the black Suburbans, you know, be surrounding your house, you know.
Right.
So I don't know if we want to do that or not.
But that was like a great show just, on Wednesday, just to, learn more about the... contact with extraterrestrials.
Yeah, I liked him. He was good.
You know, yeah, because I wanted to, just had some curiosity about, the ETs. Are they like emotionally intelligent? Are they more, are they like as emotional as human beings? Or are they, logical and, completely mathematical? Or
like Spock?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
like Spock.
You know, so, and also I wanted to ask him about what their mathematical system is. It like a base 10, math system like we're using, or do they use other like a mathematics system? That would be interesting.
Well, to learn about. John, you're just gonna have to have an onboard experience, and then you can tell us. We can interview you.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Just don't go be poking around in my netherworlds, Just watch yourself. Isn't that interesting? He said they're really interested in the reproductive system.
Oh yeah.
So I guess
I think they're curious about mating with humans or.
That's probably maybe they got this one. One alien policy on their planet. They just need to loosen up and have more aliens. Come on, you guys. Let them have two aliens.
I think the one of the reasons is that I think they think Earth is a, it's like a library of different genetic, a big genetic library, right? So they, I think they want to just learn more about that. And, I think he mentioned about categories and collecting information.
Yeah.
Collecting information about the, the human species and the genetic diversity of the population.
Did you see our Facebook post on, they're coming out, you're going to love this, folks. They're coming out with a vaccine soon, a year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a one time only for flu, and it's going to change your DNA. So you'll never get flu. These people, I don't know what they're smoking, but man, I want some. Holy
God. Wow.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Could you imagine letting somebody do that to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems kind of risky, I think.
You think? Hello. Oh, my. Oh.
Oh.
So... We don't want to think about it. Well, what would we do if somebody knocked on the door and wanted to vaccinate you?
Mm. Mm. Mm,
Let's not think about it. Let's not put any energy there.
Moving to Brussels.
Yeah, that's why we're going to move to Brussels. let's not put any energy there. Sorry I brought that up. All right, let's erase that. Okay, erase. God. Yeah. Well, Johnny, it's always fun talking to you.
It's fun talking to you. I hope you have a great time next week on your holiday.
Yeah, I'm going to take a couple days off, I think.
Great. Yeah.
I think so, just because they got the Austin Film Festival coming up in a few weeks, and I want to get more of my screenplay done because I'm planning on meeting Quentin Tarantino there. We're going to have lunch, and he's going to buy my screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know if I told you that, but I just what's going.
That's great. Well, anyway, enjoy your weekend and next week.
Same to you, John. Thanks for your ongoing support. Thank you, brother.
Great. Bye. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye. John's great. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you told Robert you didn't know Roby Mitchell. Oh, I didn't know. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Did Robert ask me if I know Roby Mitchell? Well, he knew we just had him on. I think whatever. Well, you know me, I don't do time, so I just don't. Once we do something, I'm done with it. But sorry, yeah. The ideal stomach temperature is 101 Fahrenheit, writes Adam Bergstrom. Cold liquid, slow digestion, and people gain weight. Yeah, and that's where the Ayurveda principle has always been, that cold is not kind of good for digestion. I don't do good with real cold liquids either. My tummy's just not, you know. So what am I going to do? Are we going to put the laser thing on his stomach? It should be 101. Oh, you mean down in there? No. I don't think I'd get that laser beam in down in there. Carol writes in, I finally bought some pig's feet after years of eating ground beef and turkey that bear no resemblance to an actual living creature. These are so visually, anatomically represented. It's a bit unnerving, so I've been cooking them in water at low heat for a few hours. How do you cook them? And then what? Yeah, they're pretty weird. But you can get the pig's feet, and we get them at the farmer's market. And I haven't had them for a while, but I would do in a crock pot, and you can actually do carrots and onions and celery and just do them real slow temperature. You can do it for like 24 hours if you want and just use that gelatin. Sometimes I give some raw ones to Doodle. But they're not my fave. They look kind of weird. I like chicken feet more, but you can do the same thing with chicken feet. They're kind of fun. Put them in a crock pot with onions and garlic and celery and carrots, and then cook those little guys. You can do for a day or two, and they just all fall apart. And you get, whoa, this collagen is like, whoa. It makes that noise too, like, whoa. Dr. Jennifer Daniel says the chicken feet thing is like all-time best thing for your stomach and for your face. Keep you cuter. But Carol, if you get any cuter, I don't know. You know, it's not going to be good. The boys are going to be circling over around your house. Be careful. Okay. Oh, I wanted to tell you a little bit about before we go. You know, Barbara Frank, she's got all these products, and we've done a few shows with her. And she's got this body lotion thing that she recommends you put it on your body like once a month, all over your body. But I'm just bored with it because I'm not seeing much, so I'm going to start doing it every week. I don't care. She said, oh, no, it's too much. So what? If for me, if stuff starts coming out, I'd like it. But I did notice, because every now and then I put a little extra on my feet, and you know those little socks that you can get when you wear tennis shoes? They're cool, like golf. You know, they don't have the thing, you know, those things that are just fit within the shoe. So sometimes I'll just slather all this lotion that Barbara Frank makes, slather it all over my feet like I did this morning, put those little socks on, and then you could wear those all day, and you could do that at night too. And I've seen some bumps coming out of my feet doing that, and there's parasites coming out of there. And last night I had this dream. It was so fun I had these little socks on, and I pulled the sock off, and there's a whole handful of parasites, and I grabbed it, the hand, and I threw them away. So I think that was a confirmation that I'm doing a good thing with my feet, with this. So now I'm thinking maybe you could do some castor oil, put a bunch of this lotion in there and soak your feet in that. That'd be fun. And then especially you could do it with your significant other and you guys could play Tootsies while you're, you know, you're doing it. It's fun. Man, my laser temperature thing coming before 9 p.m. tonight. How is this possible? I just ordered it yesterday. I just got an email. No wonder Amazon doesn't make any money. They just build their company. They're worth $1 trillion, but they don't really make a lot of profit. Well, how can you when you order a $15 item and they get it to you within 24 hours out here in the country? You know they lose money on a deal like, I don't know, but I guess they got it figured out. What is it, $99 a month, a year for Amazon Prime? And so you get 10 million people at $99 a year. I love math, don't you? You want to do it? Let's see how rich Bezos is. Okay, so we're going to do, I got this great calculator here. Where is it? Here it is. So I wonder how many people have Amazon Prime. Let's Google it. How many people have Amazon Prime? Woo. 64% of U.S. households has Amazon Prime, according to Forbes magazine. Probably fake news. 80 million. Okay. So let's assume that's correct. And once again, it's Google, so who knows. And Forbes, you know, they are the boys, so they're liable to say anything. So let's do 80 million. That's pretty cool. 80 million. 80 million six zeros, right? So what is it? Is it $110 a year now? Okay. I think. I know they raised it. So 110.00. Okay. Oh, just on the Prime, they make $9 billion. Okay. It's pretty good. I guess you can deliver a lot of packages for $9 billion. Well, oh, Jeff, he knows what he's doing. So if any of you have any experiences with the Barbara Frank, I haven't seen a whole lot more buggies coming out of my face, but I still use it every day. It's a nice little face thing. So we'll see. We'll see what we see. Somebody's asking, did I consult with Barbara? How'd you find her? I don't know how we found her. I just pretty much go with what we did. I learned on the show and just play around with it. If you're a regular listener, you know that Italian Scorpio guys, we don't do directions and we're not too picky and blah, blah. We don't measure. Hi, Patrick. I heard your Gerald O'Donnell interview. Interesting stuff. Okay, but why can't we manifest success for ourselves and our loved ones who do business? Anyhow, is there any chance you can get Dr. Joe Dispenza on your show? Oh, so you're having a problem with your business, your business. Ah. Well, lots of different thought forms and feelings and images, and we pretty much think in images, right? If you're gonna be into thinking, they really determine what our experience is with business. In simple terms, I think overall to this emailer is just do the very best you can with your business. You know, give best customer service, have the best product ever, and then kind of let it go. I think it's hard when we walk around and think, oh, I really need to sell more widgets because if I don't, you know, and all that stuff, that just gums up the works. There's a real beauty to doing something without having a preconceived notion of what the result should be. Matter of fact, my spiritual teacher talks about whatever you do, just do it, and you don't have, with any, no expectations of what the results will be, because you're just doing it all as a kind of a gift to God and to people, and then what do you care? You don't want anything back. But that's when you get all the stuff back, is when you don't want it and don't care. So it works the opposite. So when folks are having a hard time with money, we've all had our shares, is it's generally we just kind of get clogged up on the end and the kind of think our way into getting more, when it really works, in my experience, is when we just trust that the real juice and the divine spirit is what's supporting us. And it'll work through different things, whether it be dollars or rubles or gold or whatever. So the more we trust, but it's really key to do the business the very best you can, very ethical, don't cut corners, and then, and just, you know, go to sleep and do it again. And just don't have a lot of, in other words, don't put a lot of, but I really want a brown pony or Palomino and I don't want a white pony. Just kind of ask for a pony and then let it go and get the color. The color that you'll get is just the right kind, the right color for you. So that's, I think, the number one thing is let it go. And then secondly, with business, is really what gets measured gets done. So the more you really look at the numbers objectively, that's when things change. And that'll work for a lot of different things. If you're, you know, if you're writing, if you want to really understand like what foods are working, if you really do keep a intricate food journal, which I, you know, I last about 2 days and then I, but if you do, you can really learn a lot because the body will tell you. And so what gets measured gets done for sure in a business. Believe me, I had a business where I didn't do that and it didn't work, and had another business where I did it. So I have experienced both of them, and you want to keep track of stuff, really keep track of it. Every little thing. I think one of it was Rockefeller. As the story goes, that he had his son early on mark down every penny that he spent. Every penny. And taught his son how about money that way. I think he did pretty well for himself, old Rocky. I guess. Well, I think it's time to go. We've done 3 hours. Kind of fun. Thanks for your interview ideas. We always like hearing from you. If you got some people that you'd like to hear us talk with, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Also, if you'd like to hear somebody that you've seen on YouTube or something, put it in their name in a search engine, and you'd be surprised, probably 75% of the time when I get an email from someone saying, why don't you interview Joe? Something that we already have. And then oftentimes it's okay if you do that, because sometimes they'll say, yeah, boy, it's been 5 years since we've talked to Joe. We should get him back on and see what's up. Because we liked him and remember talking to him. So, yeah, anytime you get an idea, we'll do it. Okay, I'm going to probably see you just Tuesday, and we'll do Ray Pete Tuesday, and I'm going to take Monday off just because, I don't know, I feel like it. So I will see you Tuesday. We'll put up a show on Monday. We'll find an old, moldy, oldie, and I can actually play it on the play button. So when you click on looking for the live show, you're going to hear something else that'll be kind of fun. I'll do that. I'll find something fun. An old show. We have so many good people. Oh, my God. Oh, stretching and yawning. All right, kids, I love you all very much. Thanks for being here. We had a good time this morning. I hope. Let me know if I can do anything for you. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Any questions? I'll be in and out of the, be around the computer for the next 3 days because I'm working on a screenplay. Carol says Quentin Tarantino will buy you a screenplay if you have the line, "I'm going to laser my toe in it." Oh, yeah, that would be good, right? If you're going to laser your toe, that's going to be good. Thanks for that. I think I'll put that in the screenplay. So I love you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see. Let me know if I can help with anything. And may the blessings be.
Things start to surface and tears come on down. The scars of a childhood in a small town. A hurt she pushed inward is starting to show. Now she'll do some talking, but he'll never know. Tables turn now with a child of her own. But she's blind to the difference. What's taught is what's known. Numb by reaction and stripped of the trust. A young heart is broken, not aware that it's just a family tradition. Still they do linger. inside, like a seed that's been planted and won't be denied. A family tradition. Of the children have nowhere to stand.